Podtacular Halo 3 Show, Episode 66, for the week of June 5th, 2006.
Roar.
All right, gentlemen, let's get freaky!
Well, hey, everybody, welcome back to another episode of Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. I'm your host, Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Brent Gamer.
And here we are with the Halo 3 show. We're going to be covering all kinds of different Halo 3 speculation, what people want to see in Halo 3, all the different features people want to see, different weapons, different levels, all kinds of stuff. We got a lot of notes, a lot to go into. It's going to be an awesome show, so let's get started.
Yes, let's please do it, Mr. Anderson.
Well, starting off, we got the Bungie update here, and couple of things from some of the previous updates that we do know is that we know that Halo 2 PC will not be on Xbox Live anywhere, which I guess kind of sucks because you can't play like cross-platform, kind of like you can with Shadowrun, but yeah. At least there's going to be no PC modders, and you know if like it's on the PC, then they'll be able to mod it like crazy.
Oh,
so,
yeah, it's going to be modding heaven.
Yeah, that's probably why they didn't do that, huh?
Yeah, you just eliminate everything right from the beginning, so there'll be no worries about it.
Yeah. So, good on you, Bungie.
Yeah. Speaking of Bungie.
Yeah.
Want me to do this one?
Go ahead.
We're going to face Bungie this week in a hump day challenge.
Ah! Allah!
Read it off roster real quick and talk about how excited we are. Okay.
JVB says stuff in parentheses.
I know. Yeah, so tomorrow at 11 p.m. Eastern, we're going to be facing Bungie in a hump day challenge. So that's going to be very exciting.
Oh my gosh, can't wait.
And I hope we can hang in there. So I don't actually have the roster in front of me.
Yeah, I don't either. But there's, you know, you guys can check it out at podtacular.com. There's, it kind of shows the roster. Yeah,
all I do know is that it's going to be three games, and it's going to be me, Fumo, me, Fumo, and me, Fumo. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'm sure everybody agrees that JVB deserves to be on there because he basically set up the whole thing. If it weren't for JVB, we wouldn't even have the Sunday Challenge going on. So.
Aw, thank you, guys.
We love you, man.
I'll give you guys a cookie. Each and every member, too. It's going to be a cream corn cookie.
Nice.
Yeah. Wow. It's new. It hasn't been, it's not out there yet, but for you guys, man, anything for you guys.
Is it by, like, Chips Ahoy or something?
No, it's Chicks Ahoy.
Chicks Ahoy cookies. Nice.
Chicks Ahoy.
Oh,
anyway.
Anyway. Well, we're really... Really, 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 really excited about that. And
I keep bragging to my friends. I'm like, we're going to play Bungie. Yeah. Can I play? Nah, man.
So big thanks to Bungie for being willing to do this. And for KP, of course, for Frankie, for everybody for hooking this up. We really appreciate it. So it's going to be awesome.
Thank you, fellas.
And we're going to give you, of course, a whole update, a rundown on how the whole deal went next time. And so be looking forward to that, man. It's gonna be cool. I'm gonna try to see what I can do to record what I can of the whole match, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah, I hope somebody could actually bring a capture card or something, and see Bungie, dismantle us.
Yeah, really, man. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Okay, well,
all right.
Moving on to the meat of the show, where we talk about Halo 3 ideas and speculation, and we got some really interesting stuff. I don't know about you guys, but this has got to be, if not my favorite show, one of my favorite shows, because...
Yeah, no, I enjoyed doing this portion of the show.
Yeah, because people just... It's amazing that every time we get new ideas, and we just keep getting them, man. It's like, I thought maybe it would run out after a little bit, but no. Man, they keep coming with new... Interesting ideas, so.
And surprisingly, I had mentioned this before, but surprisingly, nobody mentioned my theory, which was Master Chief, he was going to die.
Oh.
In the end of Halo 3.
Okay.
So, And also in the Halo movie, mm-hmm. I want Gary Coleman to be Master Chief. I just forgot to.
He's gonna be a grunt, man.
Oh yeah.
Gary Coleman as the grunt.
What you talking about, Master Chief? What are you talking about, Chief?
That'd be great.
He'd be like his little sidekick grunt.
Yep.
Yeah. So yeah. Be awesome. I believe Master Chief will die saving the Earth.
It'll be killed by Gary Coleman. Okay. Good to know. Yeah, well, so, Brent, you're up, dude.
Scotty F.N. Norris says, I think the Grave Mind took control of Cortana. Evidence, yes.
Yes.
One, Cortana, yes.
Yes.
Gosh.
Sweet.
Marvel.
He sounds excited about it. He's like, yes.
Evidence, yes. Hell yeah.
Number one, Cortana's voice is underlaid with the Gravemind's voice. Number two, at the end of Halo 3, the Gravemind is talking to Cortana. I also think the MC, humans Hammer. And the elites, yeah, can't touch this. Can't touch this covenant.
Uh-oh.
Hammer time.
Too legit to quit.
The whole of the covenant.
When I'm fragging nubs.
The whole of the covenant made a truce because MC is just standing normally. It doesn't have a hint of the... Now this sounds like some sort of word for like Miller, like militaristic stance when the covenant fly over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely no Miller.
Militaristic.
Yeah. None of that.
Militaristic.
You just created a new word, dude.
Yeah. You should tell Miller Lite to like freaking give you some kind of royalty for that.
This is militaristic
light.
Militaristic light. Like it trademarked by the army or something.
Nah.
This is our new militaristic operation.
Yeah. So yeah, probably Gravemind took control of Cortana. That's
yes.
To some extent, at least there's some probably. Kind of battle going on in her mind, in her artificial.
Unless
mind.
She copied herself.
Hey, we'll it see. Could be something like that. That's interesting.
Yeah, because I was watching it the other day while I was fondling. I mean, watching it the other day and.
And having a militaristic light?
I was having a militaristic moment. Yeah, man. I'll go to Battle Warrior 21 before
right.
we become
Let's
very
go. Yeah.
fresh. I hate one thing on the Master Chief's helmet. The flashlights on both sides of his helmets. They're humongous. Bungie really needs to cut them down to size.
I know, gosh. Gosh, dude.
I tried that once. I duct taped mag lights to my head.
You're like, Covenant, here I come.
Bring it on.
Battle Warrior 21 wouldn't like that too much, man.
I hope you didn't take a shower with them on.
It'd be like the electric chair. Only it's the electric shower.
At least it's not golden. Anyway.
So on to Zach, who says, I'm thinking that Bungie might be shifting towards the plot of the book series a bit more, because in the book series, it hints a bit about the Covenant getting reach and making a big crater, kind of like the trailer, to get some relic. And then it also hints that Earth is some important artifact, maybe the Ark, the thing that supposedly activates all the Halo rings, just being a theorist here and offering opinions. So, yeah. I think it's pretty clear that that's the Ark. I think that's been, you know, kind of talked about in every single Halo 3 circle that there is. But, you know, that's good to know that it's interesting that there's something possibly on Reach, too. I didn't know that.
Yeah. In Reach, there was a base, and they thought there was an artifact underneath the base.
Hmm.
It was an underground base where all the Spartans trained and everything.
Yeah.
So they dug underneath, you know, and stuff like that. But they weren't actually. They assumed there was a artifact. It was actually something else underneath. But it wasn't nothing as humongous as it is in the Halo 3 trailer.
Okay, well, that's good to know.
All right.
All right,
Brent.
All right. GT Paintball says, an idea for Halo 3 could be that in CTF you could carry your own flag. This could be useful if the other team takes it, then loses it. You could bring it back to your base. Of course, there would be limitations, like the flag can't be moved while it's at its original spawn point, or else people would just throw their flag in unreachable places, like the attic and terminal. Also, one, you could jump in the train on terminal and ride across the map. That is, if it's even in Halo 3. That would make it easy to score the flag on CTF, but as a balance, if you don't get off in time, you're killed by the Guardians.
Man, no way.
Or thrown off by, like, the guy on the train. He's like, you didn't bring a ticket. Get off my train.
Give me your ticket, son.
You can run across the map now. Of course, it'll be kind of a cloud of blood by the time you get to the other side, but you'll be there.
Dude, that train goes so damn fast.
I know, man.
Like in New York. When the train is, the doors are getting ready to shut, they go doom-doom.
Hmm.
So maybe the guy has some kind of, you know, little chime like that or something.
Exactly.
Grab the flag, ding-dong.
Yeah, really.
I'll end off next stop, sir.
All right. Tui says, you can arm the bomb on assault in more than one place. This way you could arm it on the go, throw it into a room, and get an instant Kilimanjaro. Of course, you'd have to wait to arm the bomb at the actual base.
Yeah.
I kind of like the bomb arm bomb plant thing going on now. It's kind of maybe some kind of different, a little more time between the arm and the plant somehow. I don't know. Would be cool.
Or like have the announcer scream, you gotta get out of here now!
Wrong!
You're gonna die. You're about to get pwned. Bomb armed.
Sweet Jesus, let's get the hell out of here.
Run.
No, I have the voice of the guy from Red vs. Blue, the bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, Andy?
Yeah.
Yo, what are you doing? You need to get out of here. Explode. You need to run.
Yeah, that'll be funny, man.
All right, so...
Well, what are we number going? Three?
Number three.
Are we trading off?
Someone picks up... Yeah, okay. JVB, take it.
All right.
If you want to.
Number three, when someone picks up an SMG battle rifle and a plasma pistol to make a new combo, a loud voice yells to everyone, Fumo Jive has a new combo. Okay. So you want an announcement.
Wow.
Fumo Jive has the new combo.
There or
like
you go.
Have a biplane fly overhead with like it's like waving a banner.
He does a blanky smoke sign behind. He like paints a new combo in the sky. Nice.
It's like you have cable TVs everywhere. Like, you got a CNN announcer just up there.
Max blanky Headroom pops up.
Combo.
Sky turns green.
Max Headroom pop out of some. All right, number four. If someone jumps on your Banshee and tries to board it, you can roll, and it will automatically fall off. I would like to see that.
Really? Dude, because then you could just, like, throw anyone off your Banshee. You're
roll
like,
every time.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Either that or do a few rolls, and, you know, you have to tap the button to stay on or something. You know, make it interactive.
You have to fill out a form to, like, throw them off.
Yeah, fill out they'll a have, form. Like, some Dance Dance Revolution feature where you got to do a dance step on the map.
Mini games in Halo 3.
Halo mini games.
Do you want to stay on the Banshee? Master. Check yes or no.
Yeah, right. Quickly hit B. Hit B, and you hit it like. You ever played Shenmue when you gotta hit the B button real quick at a certain time?
Shenmue.
Yeah, not Shenmue.
Oh, Shenmue.
I never really played Shenmue, man. I don't know about you, but.
Shamu 3. Wells.
What I would like though is the ability to like do a suicide dive with your Banshee into a wall or something, and jump off, and then the guy that's mounting you, you know, burns in hell. Something like that.
Yeah, so the Banshee blows up when it hits the ground. You survive. Everybody's cool.
Yeah, I would like to see flight attendants on the Banshee.
That would be nice.
Actually.
To your left.
In the event of an emergency, oxygen masks will drop from overhead. Please do not.
I'll be like, excuse me, can I get a Bloody Mary mix? And if I could get a... Oh, crap.
I'm sick of these damn peanuts.
Can I get a Bloody Mary mix minus the vegetable juice and celery stick, please?
Oh, man.
This stupid seed only goes back 2 inches, man.
I'm 7 foot tall, man, and this is what you guys give me? All right,
we're going to go on.
Number five, you could load 5 to 10 plasma grenades into an SMG and shoot them at someone for a massive sticky kill.
A sticky kill.
Grenade launcher would be kind of cool if they could somehow balance it.
Well, that would be cool if you can die by, like, overheating your plasma grenades or something.
Yeah.
You're like the plasma grenade getting stuck inside.
Yeah, really. You're firing too something. Fast.
I know.
It's like, is my gun supposed to be glowing?
Yeah.
I need get out of here. But think about it. You can have, like, a freaking huge team kill. Like, anybody who's next to you die, too.
That would be awesome. You have to fire it at just the right timing. And if you don't, then you're going to die. That'd be great.
That would eliminate all the noobs using it.
Yep.
So, yeah, number six, when you kill someone, if you walk on top of their dead body within 5 seconds of their death, you can hold X to teabag your character. Or hold X to teabag, and your character would pick up the dead body and teabag it. Oh, man.
Nice.
Yeah, probably not going to happen,
dude. We don't want a hot coffee mod in Halo 3 now.
No. Shut up. So, alright.
Do we?
Number seven, instead of assassinating someone, you would snap their neck and kill them that way. Then when the body falls over, the neck is bent completely to the right or left, whichever floats your boat. I'm kind of a left kind of guy. I don't know about you guys. Next,
yeah,
gotta be in the
left. Guys
over
here. I could bring the guys around the dead body and be like, look, I have it. You like the way the neck is positioned, or should I change it just a little bit?
I think a little bit to the right would be good, yeah. Get in the frame better. I kind of like that idea, because I've always thought the melees in Halo 2 were crappy. You know, like...
Yeah.
It's like you push your gun towards them, and you're going to, like, take off more damage than you would with a freaking bullet to the head, you know? I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, a friend of mine a long time ago said, dude, think about it. He's a super soldier. He's 7 foot tall. He's smacking you dead across the head with this gun. You're not going to die?
But he's not there. He's hitting you with the butt of it sideways. And it's not like he's taking the whole thing and swinging it like, oh, I'm going to kill you. He's just, like, swinging it. He's just, like, hitting you with the bottom of it. It's weird. Like,
bad boy.
I know. If I was going to strike someone with a gun, that's not the way I'd do it, you know?
Yeah, I'll bring an axe with me or something.
Yeah, well, that would work too.
Let's
Master Chief with an axe.
Yeah.
The snap in the neck would, like, turn it into Splinter Cell, man, and then you'd have, like, the very end of Halo 3.
Yeah, you'll hear people talking trash. Just snapped your neck, no.
The very end of Halo 3, Master Chief would uncover his helmet to reveal that he is Sam Fisher.
Oh.
Word,
as long as he's Michael Ironsides, man, that's what I want to know.
Yeah, I just remember him from Total Recall.
See you at the party, Victor. Here's your arms.
Here's your neck. I just broke it.
I think people want him to be Gary Coleman, though. I want
him,
you know, open the helmet up. You got Gary Coleman in there. We're standing on, like, stilts or something.
Yeah, man. This is, you know, the age of CGI. It could be done, dude. It could be done.
Possible. Hey, just look at Postal, man. He was on there.
Yeah, it was. He's like, wasn't he like the main boss?
Come on, Bungie. You listening, man? Come on now.
Come on, do us this solid.
I think they just stopped listening, actually.
Yeah, they're like, oh, man.
Forget this.
Credibility
Gary
went
Coleman.
Out the window.
All right, who's next? Who's next? Drives.
Who's next? All right, Sergeant Kilowatt. He says, I think the Halo 3 trailer was quite good. It showed a lot of aspects that are going to be in the game, such as graphics, weapons, Music and vehicles.
Music vehicles.
Yeah, he didn't put any, you know.
Music videos.
However, it does raise some questions, such as how Cortana is going to make an appearance and why there is a grunt on a signpost. I hope when the game is played, these answers will be revealed.
I think you might want to read Bungie.net. It explains at least the signpost, if not a little bit of what Cortana is experiencing, some technical difficulties.
Yeah, you do hear her screaming in the background and stuff.
What I don't understand is why would the city put a grunt on the sign when you could put like an elite on there? You don't worry about the grunts, man.
I think maybe we made a little joke or something.
Grunt crossing,
it was funny. It worked.
Because they know more than anybody that Halo fans are going to analyze every little nook and cranny of that video. They're like, oh my God, you know, let's throw something just to make them wonder what the hell is going on.
I kind of wish they would have done something a little more subtle, though. I mean, maybe they did. Maybe we were missing something, but that would have been, I think, even better. I don't know.
Well, I didn't see it for myself, but I heard that in the Halo 2, the Mombosa trailer, that where he had the ghost and he was going down that slope.
Yeah.
There was I Love Bees writing on the wall. Like if you, so that was like all kind of stuff that people found, like Easter eggs and everything.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, so.
Yes.
Brent, you up.
Tearing that apart. They'd be like, the sand is yellow, so that means that the shotgun is going to have like, 3 extra shotgun shells in the clip.
I know, people. Oh man, hey, there's an IGN
Master Chief.
In case you guys haven't seen it, there's a thing on IGN that came out recently that was it's like a video that talks about the whole religious significance of Halo and kind of tries to go into that a bit. It's a little bit out there, I mean, with the whole...
Yeah,
that's... It was done pretty well, though. I mean, it was like a documentary that you would see on Discovery or something. It had little spooky music.
Yeah. And it was very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to check it out, you probably just search IGN Halo 3 and...
Yeah, I had posted it up at the Podular Forums.
Cool. So
it's there somewhere. It's called Cortana's Letters.
Yeah. That's interesting because they do talk about the Cortana letters as well and you know how that ties into Halo 3 and the story and stuff. So yeah, it's good. Okay, so Brent, you're up, dude.
Yeah.
Brent.
All right. We're on Reggie McPeepers.
Mr. Peepers.
Reggie McPeepers says, I know I'm not the first person to say this, but I think that the Covenant didn't expect a large structure to open. If you watch, they're all just hanging around it, and a Phantom being escorted by Banshees is racing towards it when all of a sudden it opens. The cruisers fire their engines, and the Phantom and Banshees break formation, scattering in all directions. Doesn't seem like very like the Covenant to just break formation like that.
That's a good point, yeah. I didn't notice that the first time I saw that until he mentioned this, and I was like, oh yeah, they do kind of like, whoa, hey, it looks like it's kind of blowing up or something.
Oh, snap!
Yeah. I actually answered that question in a previous episode of PodTech. It is, in fact, not the Ark. It's a Covenant bug zapper. It's just a Forerunner bug zapper.
Good to know.
Run away.
Yeah, because they were kind of getting eaten up by mosquitoes out there, man. It's Africa, you know.
Yeah,
man. Gotta have something to kill them off.
I know, man. I don't want to get jarred or something.
It turns out that they wanted a super weapon. They didn't just kill the mosquitoes, they killed everything else.
That's an indictment. Damn you, bugs. You will pay.
I'm going down. You're going down with me.
That's like a universe-wide bug zapper right there. That's what Halo is. Good to know. Okay,
Halo's
so on.
Just a large onion ring.
It can feed the entire world.
Tastes pretty good.
Yummy. Want to eat them all.
Deep fried for taste.
On to Mick.
Militaristic beer.
On to Mick Goof, who says, as Bungie said, Earth loses the war. The Spartans shown in the trailer is Master Chief. Otherwise, why would Cortana talk to other Spartans? As for the assault rifle, this shows the return of the much-loved Big Sauce of Halo 1. Hopefully a healthy medium between H1 and H2 weapons is used. I, for one, want the return of the pistol because it's quick three-shot kills, make the game faster paced, more deadly, and the chance that you might get three-shotted leads to a strategic gameplay. The grenades should do the same damage as Halo 1 because the nades in Halo 2 were like freaking water balloons. Okay? By the way, you know you're playing too much Halo 2 when you're playing Halo 2 and not at all and not Smash Brothers Melee. Oh, you and your Smash Brothers Melee. Okay.
Needlerones.
Yeah, okay.
I want to see Master Chief on a Smash Bros.
I mean,
yeah. Eventually. Yeah, he just beat them all.
I know.
He just pulled out like a BR and double shot him in the head.
You know it, man. Pull out a sticky.
Noob comboed him.
You just noobed me.
He's back up and snipe him, man. They're like, whoa,
everybody alive. He's got the noob combo.
Aww. Everybody run.
So, yeah, but you guys.
Run towards the mushrooms. The only way to survive.
So, anyway, alrighty. So what I was going to say about that real quick is that I'm kind of the opinion that Halo 3 should be Halo 3 and not Halo 1 plus Halo 2. So. Mm-hmm. I think they should introduce a lot of new weapons and then maybe variations on some of the old weapons.
Yeah, I didn't like the pistol in the first one because, I mean, even though it evened things out somewhat, but, I mean, you had a pistol and it was you were sniping people from across the map.
That's retarded. So, I mean, you had this 50 caliber pistol that you don't have a stock on. You can't possibly aim that thing, especially with a kick on that thing. You can't possibly aim that across the entire map. I mean, it's not very realistic.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. So, I mean, people should stop complaining and, you know, the pistol is what it is, you know, little sidearm.
It's definitely fun for Halo 1, but I hope they make Halo 3 weapons. Hello.
Exactly.
Hello.
Like the Brunt Shot 2000.
Oh, yeah.
With a scope. Anyway, alright, Binary Sphincter. I mean, Sphinx. I had to say it. Sorry about that, Sphinx. Cortana Rampant. I knew before the Halo 3 trailer.
What?
My friend and I were playing co-op campaign, and I saw just before the Master Chief took the gravity pipe thing. That sounds kinky.
I like that gravity pipe thing, man.
He took it to the Forerunner ship. Cortana said she would detonate the reactor on an amber clad, like they did on the first Halo. This is interesting. This is interesting for two reasons. Number one, Cortana was slightly crossing her fingers when she said this. Very slightly, but she was nonetheless crossing her fingers under her arm. They are folded across her chest. Yeah, how would you possibly notice that, buddy? I don't know, man.
You're like, look at that. She's lying. She's a liar.
She's a liar.
And her well, when he was looking at this, he wasn't searching for, like, the crossed fingers. He was just like, took a screenshot of it, put it up as his wallpaper, man.
Look at that. Her fingers are next to each other. They are touching each other.
Damn, Cortana, you're a liar. Yeah, so. Number two, Cortana can't detonate the reactor on an amber clad. Sorry about that. To do that remotely, she needs to have access to an officer's neural implant. Remember the mission in Halo 1 where you had to retrieve Jacob Keyes' neural implant? Also, note that Miranda Keyes is still alive. Even if she weren't lying, This second point is particularly worthy of note.
Yeah, interesting stuff there. What happens with that?
A neural implant. Also, one of the track names on the Halo 2 soundtrack, Volume 2, is For Now. One of the suit's names under the track is...
Thermopylae? Or...
Can you say this for...
Thermopylae or Thermopylae or...
Yeah, Thermopylae.
Going out, guys.
Thermopylae.
It's working.
Okay, a quick check on dictionary.com confirms what I learned in high school. Thermopylae, a naval pass of east central Greece. It was the site of an unsuccessful Spartan stand against the Persians in 48 BC.
Shallow than elementary school, man. I don't know about you.
I learned that in pre-K.
I know, man. We were like thermoplay or whatever.
I was born with this knowledge. I knew about Halo 2 before you even knew about Super Mario Brothers.
I am a Spartan.
Hear me roar.
Reincarnate. And one last theory. I've seen something just like that big glowing thing in the Halo 3 trailer. I hypothesize that the Ark is in fact an enormous plasma-powered pressure cooker. What could the Covenant be cooking?
Steaks. Hot wings.
Rice.
I can just see like this grunt. He's like, he's got this little apron on and he's got a spatula.
He's like, dude, how do you want your steak?
Hey, Master Chief, how do you like your steaks?
Right after the trailer's over, it's like, ding, it's ready.
And then, like, it's a major cut scene where, like, Master Chief's confirming how he likes his steak. He's like, I like mine medium well. And then Marty puts on this huge music.
Yeah.
This is how your steak will taste.
And then Cortana beams, like, the taste simulator to him.
I want mine's rare.
I like mine bloody. Need a fork.
Anybody got some A1 steak sauce?
That's great. You see Sergeant Johnson.
You don't need steak sauce, Tabasco sauce.
Back in my day, we didn't have steak sauce. We had to eat our steaks with sand. And we had to like it.
Steaks with sand.
Steak tablets.
Alright.
Alright, on to just Spartan 331. Who says, let's see here. He says, what's up, Bot Tiger? After listening to episode 63, I thought that what if instead of making a brand new game of Halo 3, what if they just took the stuff from the old one, made it look better, and modded it? Oh, what a great idea. So I did some research and came out with Halo. Okay. I did some research and came out with the Halo 2 Combat Evolved mod. This is what I would like to be in Halo 3. There's no auto-aim. There's no assault rifle. There is the assault rifle. Kind of reminded me of the trailer and what we said. Also, did you know that the Ark, when it fired, made the same sound as when the Scarab did in Halo 2? And another also, it opens up a hole into the Earth, and it couldn't lead to the center of the Earth, so maybe the Chief will explore the structure itself in Halo 3, or maybe it will lead to somewhere, possibly it will act as a teleporter.
Hmm.
Okay.
But where would it
teleport? Mr. Anderson.
Maybe
hey, Master Chief, the teleporter leads to Taco Bell. Want me to pick you up some chalupas?
Get me a bean burrito.
I want a bean burrito and a large Mountain Dew.
And a gordita.
Man, those cheesy gordita crunches are good, man. I remember when those came out.
Yeah, man.
You'll be in the bathroom a very long time.
Tell Cortana to get me the newspaper.
I'm going to be there a while.
Ba-ba-ba-boom!
Tell that to the Covenant.
Da-da-da.
Yeah, really?
Pack this into a grenade launcher.
Exploding poop again, man. Wow, how'd that happen?
The poop cannon.
How would you get ammo for that?
Like, eat lots of Taco Bell, man.
Yeah, man, White Castles.
That demon just crapped on me!
Okay, on to...
You can smell them a mile away.
On to the next one here. Let's keep going.
All right. Kill Watts says, this is very simple. Use the damn D-pad. One.
Oh. One.
I don't care what it's used for, but just use it. Damn you. In quotation. Though I would like squad orders or lean. But that would become a Rainbow Six type game.
Exactly.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, man, that's all we need. Lean glitches in Halo 3.
I don't care what the D-pad does, actually. I mean, if it made it to where the Master Chief you know, start sending out orders for pizza. Or better yet, Sony Online Entertainment with EverQuest 2, they did that with Pizza Hut, actually.
Nice!
Where you could order pizza online while you're playing EverQuest 2.
Yeah, so make me even...
Halo 3.
Make me even fatter and lazier, please.
I'm too lazy to get up to go to the phone and order a pizza.
You, like, press the white button, it's like, I want some Domino's.
You just... Sound like you just did a freaking Keanu Reeves, dude.
Yeah.
Do you guys have a noob cup?
I want pepperoni.
Press B for sausage.
Extra.
I killed you, Mr. Anderson.
Hey, why aren't you dead yet?
Yeah, and I was watching that today.
Oh, yeah?
What excitement, I might add.
Oh, like, I love
human
it.
Beings are disease. Rocks, dude.
Like, hey guys, I'm super excited to be here. Super excited.
Thanks for having me.
Whoa.
I brought some potato salad.
Alright, so let's get moving. Got one from Hurricane 12 who says, hey guys, Hurricane 12, yeah. And I have something that I would really like to see Bungie put in Halo 3. I was talking to a couple of my friends and we came up with a huge list of things that should be put in Halo 3. Anyway, here are my two favorites. When a bullet hits your shield, you should be able to see the bullets reflect off the player and fall to the ground. I just think it would be really cool to be shooting at someone and my SMG and watching the rounds bounce off the player and land on the ground until the shield is gone. The other really cool thing that I think should be added is another power-up. My idea was something like when you pick up the ability, it goes to your gun and not your armor. I guess what I'm saying is that something that will boost your current gun's damage so that instead of 4 BR shots to kill something like 3 or something like that. I think these two things would be amazing.
Nah, it's not worth the time. If it goes from 4 to 3.
Yeah.
Like have a power-up that makes your gun shoot confetti out.
There you go.
Poppers.
Yeah, it'll
Happy New Year!
Power-up.
Surprise!
It'll give you a random power-up, but then you'll also have that risk of having confetti shoot out or water or something.
But there you'll also get a kick-ass party hat.
That would be nice.
Alone would be worth picking that power-up.
Happy George Washington's birthday!
Yay!
Woohoo!
Hey, some guy named Brent Gamer sent something in. Why don't you read it, Brent Gamer?
Yeah.
Wow, this dude is amazing, man. He's hilarious.
I think he's a nub, but, you know.
In episode 63, I laid down what we know will be in Halo 3 based on the trailer, but no...
Oh, he can't spell. Now. Look at that.
I actually edited that. It went from now to no.
Oh, right.
No, for real. I mean, I edited it the wrong way. But now, people are speculating on what they want in Halo 3. Here's some of my wishful thinking for Halo 3. Number one, I want the Master Chief to be able to do the moonwalk anytime I want him to, even during cutscenes.
Nice.
Okay, number two. And we were discussing this earlier. I want a hot coffee type mod in Halo 3 involving Cortana and Miranda Keys.
Whoa!
Oh,
steamy right there.
Edgy.
Nice.
Ember mature.
I want my MTV. I want my.
You know, can I add number 3.5?
Sure, dude. Sure, go for it.
I want a Halo reality TV show.
Oh, that would be cool, man.
Well, I mean, you already...
see the grunts, like you have a grunt.
Connie Chung.
No, you have Master Chief. You have Master Chief, the Sarge, Cortana, a grunt. Who are the other guys? An elite?
And a guy named Tim that works at GameStop.
Yeah, and they'll be talking, you know, about each other, and that'll be great, man.
Good idea. Okay, yeah, let's lobby for that. Let's do that.
Yeah.
My 4. I want the pip cane to be a usable weapon in the Halo 3. It will work as a human version of the energy sword.
Nice.
Number 5. Nice. I want Burt Reynolds to play an important part in the Halo 3 storyline.
Yes. I second that motion.
Like Smokey and the Bandit 4 based
Definitely.
On like Halo 3.
Yeah, but this time you'll have a Warthog instead of a...
instead of Trigger, man.
As long as there's a monkey in the Warthog, I'm fine.
And he does his laugh. Something like that.
And I guess this could be counted as a shout-out to vote for JR. Number six, I want a flashback cutscene to the year 2040 when Vote for JR becomes president.
Yeah!
Vote for JR!
It'd be a sad 4 years, man.
Nah.
Four more years! Four more years of JR!
Come on!
That's what the people want! Yeah!
This week is Xbox Live week. Everything's off work.
It's a national holiday.
He's going to be like, yeah, I'd like to give a shout out to my homies from Podtacular back in the day that believed in me.
Like, show me their support.
This is President JR. I'd like to give a shout out to my homeboys back at the Podtaculars, man.
Podtacular. Yeah, there's going to be a Podtacular day.
Yeah, really. Yeah, in case you guys don't know, Vote for JR is like a kid in our forums who he hangs out, you know, in the clans and everything too. And how old is he? Like 11 or something?
He's 15, dude.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, okay. Sorry, sorry, Vote, dude.
You now feel you just offended him. He's gonna leave now.
You're like, I hate Fumo now.
He's a kid. He's 11.
Yeah, really.
Oh, man.
Oh, dude.
JR, we're sorry if we offend.
Yeah, so anyway, so he's 15, and he insists that he is going to be president one day. So his username is Vote for JR.
Exactly. Yeah.
Cool. So we'll see.
Yeah, man. Lower the gas prices, please.
Please do. Okay, so let's skip ahead to the part where we talk about games recommended by Halo Freaks. And we got all kinds of cool games here.
Alrighty.
Some of them are some kind of retro games, and starting with our first one, that definitely a retro game, and this is Candyland by Bryce. He says, a single rated board game in the history of all game boards. It has drama, suspense, strategy all rolled into one, and yeah, it is easily the epitome of all board games. Wow, thank you, Brent.
Dude, I used to poem notes in Candyland.
Yeah, I'd be like, down the slide, sucker! got the ladder. Calm what you down. Got now? Come on.
Nah. What you gonna do now? All right, Hurricane 12 says, hey guys, it's Hurricane 12 again. My favorite game to play besides Halo 2 would be either Rockstar Games Presents Table Tennis or Call of Duty 2. I have been playing table tennis a lot lately, and it's amazing. For anyone with a 360, the game is only $40, and it's well worth it. Thank you, guys. You're welcome, dear.
Anytime.
Hurricane 12. I gotta admit, dude, table tennis is pretty fun.
Yeah.
You get a huge like rally going on. You hit the ball like 100 times.
Damn, dude.
Dang.
Damn. I want to rent that one.
Different than regular table tennis, that's for sure.
All right. Pineapp says, "Hey, Podtacular, this is Pyname. Other than Halo 2, I play Super Smash Bros. Melee on my GameCube. It just never gets old smashing Pokemon and Peach into the abyss below. Mwahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahah The only thing that could make it better is if the Master Chief was in it, was on the 360. I also play a lot of Super Mario Brothers. The original is the best, and jumping on your enemies or setting them ablaze never gets old. I only wish that Nintendo would stop remaking all of their awesome classics, because no matter how you look at it, beating a dead horse is still beating a dead horse. Unless it's like, you know, a donkey.
Yeah.
Like the metallic donkey I'm sitting in right now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Isn't that cold?
Especially consider he's wearing a Speedo right now.
Yeah, it doesn't help.
I'm not even wearing a Speedo.
Oh my gosh. Moving on to...
You can imagine how cold I am right now.
Dial
Pex.
He says, thanks for your time. Keep on fragging trucks.
I'm going to call you Brent Shrinkage.
On your dial packs.
All right, you do that.
On a dial packs, who says, this is all for the Neo Geo retro gamers like myself out there. It's just a simple mini review on this amazing game called Samurai Showdown 2. For the arcade lovers, this is one of the best games ever on the Neo Geo CD and cartridge series. Made by SNK, this amazing game is one of the best fighting games that created success in its arcade version. Samurai Showdown was kind of an okay game, but when the second one came out, it became the biggest hit of those years. With characters such as the American Galford and his wolf, Hanzo, Heomaru, Genjuru, and Ukyo, made this game a great game with killer cool graphics and one fun game to be played and watched. The amazing sword slashes, special moves made this one of a kind game. Not too long after the success of that game, the third of the series came out with new graphics and shortly after a fourth one. But the main deal definitely remained on the second and third of this series. So for all of those who would like to have some cool action fighting game, go check it out. So that's just it.
Do it.
Nice.
Yay.
Racing Freak 92. He says, Hyperblade, released in 1996 for the PC by Whizbang Software and published by Activision. It was a hockey game with fighting. Well, they all fight.
But there's more.
There were obstacles and traps on the course, and you can fight and kill. And other players would... Wait. You could fight and kill other players with your stick. You could even cut their heads off. Very nice. That sounds pretty sick. It was a very fun, fast-paced game. It was supposed to be released for the PS1, but I don't think they ever... I don't think it ever was because it didn't sell well, or it did sell well. I don't know. He put it sold well. I don't know. You can get a demo of it from GameSpot, but you need a 95 or a 92 computer. It was awesome. Yeah, that's pretty violent stuff right there.
Phantom Getz says, another game that I play is Need for Speed Most Wanted for the Xbox 360. A game that some of you should check out is Oblivion and Burnout Revenge. They are both awesome.
Need for Speed is quite fun, but it gets a little repetitive after a while.
I heard Burnout was like pretty much the most fun racing game out there. Not like the most realistic, but the most fun.
Making people like crash into crap, and you're watching it. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's like high speed, freaking crashing.
High speed danger racing action. At his finest.
On to Facehead, who says a good game other than Halo 2 is The Sims 2. Yeah, for those of us that don't have that have Xbox, that's not very useful. That don't have PCs. Everybody has PCs, but okay. Anyway, off of my rant. On to he says The Sims 2, Black, Unreal Tournament 2004, and Oblivion.
Yeah.
All right. Unreal
2004 was pretty good.
Is it really?
Yeah. It's.
Is it still like super fast-paced action like Unreal Tournament?
Yes, it is. I mean, you can definitely get motion sick if it's indoors. Wow. But they also have like huge outdoor environments, and team-based games, and that's quite fun. I believe it's called Siege or something. I could be wrong about that one.
Don't they have vehicles?
Yes. Okay. They got one where it looks like a warthog a little bit.
Huh.
And you hit the alternate fire at the right time, blades come out the sides, and you can just chop somebody in half.
That sounds like Unreal Tournament, all right.
Yep. Yeah, so... Oh, and this guy again, Brent Gamer.
Oh, man. Yes.
He keeps writing in. Gosh.
All right there.
Oh, man, I just keep sending stuff in. It's so cool.
Yeah, man. So you can read yourself.
All right.
You there?
All right, dude. You gotta do this one for me. My little brother's screaming at me.
Okay.
Don't get off on my part about my dad. You might want to edit that out.
Go ahead, man.
All right, Brent Gamer says, my first actual game console was the N64, even though I dabbled in Sega Genesis a little bit, and my dad would sit me on his lap when I was 3 to watch him play Punch-Out on the NES. Punch-Out was awesome.
Yeah, it was.
My fondest memories of those days came from a game simply named Star Fox 64, another great game.
Mm-hmm.
Star Fox 64 was the first game I played from start to finish, including the secret ending. To this day, it remains one of my favorite games for its simple controls and intense boss battles. I can remember staying up all night with my friends playing multiplayer. Multiplayer map sucked, but it was a fun shooting. But it was fun shooting your buddies. Air-wing down anyway.
Yeah, R-wing. Yeah, that was R-wing. The name
sorry
of the,
about that one.
Name of the ship there.
Yeah, the R-wing.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I never played that much. The problem I had with that was kind of like Crimson Skies. Is like you try. It's always like a test of trying to get to where you can shoot your enemy, but they can't shoot you because they're not facing you.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I had trouble with that.
Yeah, no, I definitely enjoyed the single player. I played several times and finished it. And I got the secret ending as well.
Cool.
The multiplayer was okay. I mean, it got boring after the first 2 minutes. Like, okay, I got to dodge you.
Yeah.
Is he still beating up his little brother?
I think so.
Yeah. No, you're very far away.
I was having troubles with my brother.
Now you're having trouble with your mic.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it probably doesn't help that my mic was up and not next to my mouth.
Aha! That explains
it. I'm back.
I do that on Xbox Live. I'm like, damn it, answer me! And nobody can. And I realize
they're like, we can't hear you! Talk to me when I'm talking.
Like screaming in your... That's like when you have your glasses on your head or something, and you're like, where's my glasses? Anybody know where my glasses are?
Like last week, dude. The phone was ringing, and I hear the answering machine go off, and my wife comes in the room. She goes, where's the phone? I'm like, I don't know. I've been looking for it all day. I keep hearing the answering machine go off. I look in the corner of my eye and go, whoops, it's standing right next to me, and the ring is off. And she goes, you're an idiot.
I know. Is that what she talks?
I can't say nothing about that. Yeah, she talks like Clint Eastwood and Dirty Harry.
You're an idiot.
But nah, man, I had to like goof on myself for that one, man. Cause I was like, wow, I can't say nothing about that one.
Nice.
I'm like, oh no, honey, I've been looking for it all day. Right next to me, man.
Well, on to Hitman for Hire, who says the game I'm submitting today is God of War. This is a gory PS2 classic to be, and it says unleash the power of the gods. Okay, he like reads the entire back of the box off on this this thing. Fight amazing boss battles with gods.
Back of the box.
He says the game's
well, it's a very well written tip.
Yeah, it's there, amazing right? How well written that is. Yeah, it's almost like it's a PR thing there on the back of the box.
Yeah.
Unheralded graphics and gameplay.
Nah, it couldn't.
Unheralded. I speak like that all the time.
It's like rated M for mature.
Yeah, right.
Man, did you see that thundercloud today, man? That was unheralded.
Unheralded. Unheralded. In a world where thunderclouds are unheralded. In this city, only one man working in public relations can save the day. Will the king make way?
He said the game's whole method of storytelling takes a slow burn approach, giving you almost nothing to work with and no understanding of Kratos in the beginning. But by the time the game is over, you'll know nearly all there is to know about Kratos, and you should find yourself sympathetic to the flawed but repentant warrior. Even though the story is in itself a fairly basic tale of revenge, it isn't any less impactful because of this when you reach the final confrontation.
Copy and paste.
I love that feature.
Computers are amazing. All right, who's next? Copy and paste.
Yeah.
UPS Man 23 says, hey, Pod, aside from Halo, I play Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic religiously. Wow. Everyone I talk to hates it because they complain that you don't get to actually swing your lightsaber or shoot your blaster. But then again, you can't actually freeform fight in any of these massively multiplayer online games.
They're freeform fighting. Anyway.
If you actually sit down and listen to what people say, it's an awesome game.
No, it is. I enjoyed KOTOR a lot.
I gotta get it, man. I played Jade Empire by BioWare, and I really enjoyed that. But I haven't really played KOTOR yet. I gotta get that. It's on my list.
It's backwards compatible. Well, as well. So when you finally get your 360, you'll catch up.
Dude, you know what? Xbox One.
Would be incredible.
Xbox One is 100% backwards compatible. It's awesome. How about that? It's even cheaper too. What?
Yeah. How'd you like them apples, buddy?
Take that, Sony.
Sugar Daddy. He says, "Yeah, yeah. Sure, Halo is great. Sure, Halo is great and all, but come on, Alex Kidd is where it's at.
Oh yeah,
where it's really at.
Oh yeah, baby.
Originally built into the Sega Master System, you can play as Alex, the hamster. Alex jumping around various levels, all loving them, sporting an abnormal giant fist and a flock of seagulls haircut. As you progress through the each location, knocking out seahorses, monkeys, creepy-looking birds, you collect bags of coins, which can be used to buy pimped-out items at the store, like a flying pedicopter. That sounds really odd. A power bracelet or a motorcycle with no brakes. Nice. Now, I'm no expert, but should little kids be allowed to fly choppers and race crazy fast death bikes? Oh,
yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can see this, like, 5-year-old kid riding this motorcycle and, like...
I'm Alex, yeah! I'm Alex, man! He's got pwned!
Later in the game, Alex learns that Darth Vader is his father. No, that was wrong. Alex learns that to save his brother, he must defeat the Emperor by playing a deadly game of rock, paper, scissors.
Everybody knows that's how most confrontations in these epic games end up working.
How do you think we beat Hitler, dude?
That's my Halo 3 wish list ad right there. Rock, paper, scissors against the Prophet of Truth.
You play 3 rounds, and whoever loses gets turned to stone and sent to another dimension. Bungie, if you're listening, please let us do that too. Let us do that in Halo 3. Well, I've kept it short because, well, it's a short game. Well, Fumo, hopefully you're not on mute, but you actually said you played this game, right?
Yeah, I did play that game, actually. When I used to have the Sega Master System back in the day, like everybody else had Nintendo, right? But I had the Sega Master System, so, yeah.
Yeah, with the cards instead of a card.
It had the card. But the thing is, the TurboGrafx 16 had only the cards, but the Sega Master System had both the card slot and the cartridge.
Yeah, I had that one.
Yeah, it was pretty cool, man. And Alex Kidd the competition for Super Mario and Sonic and all that. It was like a platformer where you like punch stuff instead of like jumping on it. But it was so retarded because like it was fun, but it was like really strange, like the whole concept of the game. Because like you said, you're riding a motorcycle that has basically like no brakes, and it's like imagine going across Super Mario World where you can accelerate, but you can hardly decelerate at all. And you have to like jump over, you have to jump over like the big gaps and stuff, and it's so impossible. Like when there's like a gap and then a tiny platform and then another gap, and it's like forget it, man. You're always falling in, and you're like, why did I pick this stupid bike, man? This is retarded.
I should have picked the pedophile copter.
And the worst.
Now that I think of the Sega Master System, I just want to go off topic here. Remember, I believe they were the first ones to have their games in a DVD case.
I think so. Yeah.
Just imagine anything.
No, but it was kind of like
innovators back then.
Yeah. Of course, there weren't DVDs yet, exactly. So maybe DVDs are in a Sega Master System case.
It was Sega Master System cases. Yeah, there we go.
Exactly. Yeah, copyright infringement, Sega. You listening, man? Check them out. Call your lawyers.
JVP.
Make an appointment. Anyway. So, yeah, so you know what's crazy, though, is like you go through riding a motorcycle with no brakes, and then you finally make it after like 25 times trying to jump over stuff without being able to brake, and you get to the end, and it's like, bum, 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 boss battle. Okay, scissors, papers, rocks. And you're like, what the hell?
Paper, scissors time.
And it's like, you're like, oh crap, it's 2-2. And then you're like in the last one and you're like, scissors, and he's like, rocks. And you're like, damn it!
I gotta do it again.
I gotta freaking ride the motorcycle with no brakes again. Crap.
No!
I hate this disc.
It's so funny.
It wasn't
funny,
even a disc. It was like a memory card.
Yeah, it was a cartridge, yeah. It's funny, man.
All right.
Anyway.
Who was next?
Good times.
D Money. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, Motor.
Keith D is next, brother.
Go ahead.
All right. Keith D says, me and my online buddies are hardcore Halo 2 players, but lately any game has captured our interest. Battlefield 2 Modern Combat for the 360 or Xbox, if you haven't made the next-gen leap, is great.
One more drive!
I'm old school, man. I'm a retro gamer with the Xbox One.
He's going retro on you. It's like Halo 2, but set in a more contemporary and military setting. Oh, it's like Halo 2, except you don't have metal underoos for armor.
And superhuman strength.
You're not fighting aliens bent on killing humankind. It's like it.
Killing angels instead.
And you don't melee by turning your
Same
gun you don't melee by turning your gun vertically instead of horizontally.
Asians, prophets, same difference.
We don't. Oh.
Crazy high octane vehicle action. A huge variety in ways to kill a person and huge, huge maps. And did somebody say choppers?
Chopper.
Fumo, did you hear anybody say choppers?
I think JVB just did.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, that was Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'm gonna tell you the choppers in Battlefield 2 Modern Combat designed by me. If I had it my way, we'd have a mod where every time I pick up the chopper up, you go, get in the chopper.
Everybody would have a chopper.
Everybody would have a chopper, and we all start shooting each other.
That would be incredible.
It'd be awesome. It's on Master Chief.
I'd be like, you think this is the real Quaid? It is.
Nah.
It is. I know the Banshee is fun, but think how much fun it can be flying to capture a flag in a chopper with three of your buddies riding along. The multiplayer is great. Tons of action and being strategic pays off. You get points for killing people, neutralizing and or capturing flags, assisting in capturing a flag, killing baddies, trying to steal a flag, and so on, which is similar to medals in Halo 2.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Any love?
Mm-hmm. I like them biscuits and mustard.
That's a good movie, man.
French fries taters.
You got them French fries taters and mustard. Any lover of Halo 2 that wants to get some military action on, but doesn't like the slower paced and action sparse Ghost Recon series, is sure to enjoy Battlefield 2 Modern.
Yeah, that is the number two game after Halo 2 for Xbox One play, as far as like on Xbox Live. A lot of people are playing it, man.
Yeah, it's okay. I'm not into it.
I like Gras better.
Yeah.
Even though I'm a Gras noob.
Nah, you were doing pretty good. You were doing pretty good.
I was doing pretty good right after I started team killing.
Yeah, that was funny, dude. I invite Brent into a game of Gras, and he's on our team, and all of a sudden I see Brent Gamer kills Anjo Banjo. I'm like, dude, she's on our team. Oh, dude, I just started playing this for 2 minutes. Sorry, man.
I rent the game, man, and I get 2 minutes into training, I get this JVB wants to play message. So I enter the game. And she comes up, I'm on the red team, but she comes up red on my HUD. So I start shooting, man.
HUD.
I said HUD. I did it. I went there. And I was getting excited getting that first kill, too, man. I'm like, yes, I'm gonna rule with this game.
Ah.
Everybody's going to bow before me on Gras.
The Brentster.
I've been called that before, actually. Long story with that.
By Hulk Hogan?
Hey, Brentster, what are you doing?
What you gonna do, Brentster?
What you gonna do, Brentster? What are you gonna do? Bring it on, brother.
Well, wrapping it up, guys. That is the end of this show. We're going to be recording again on Thursday after the Bungie match, which we're really excited about. Yay. That one's going to be the tip show, where we're going to be giving the usual update on Halo 3, of course, and talking about our match with Bungie big time, covering general gameplay tips for Halo 2, and covering our map of the month tips for the different game types. So it's going to be a good one. Looking forward to it.
Yes, it will, Mr. Anderson. Mm-hmm. Send in your tips, etc., to podtacular@gmail.com. We depend on your submissions to keep the show going. We ask for new stuff for the show every week, so check it out at podtacular.com. We have some rocking forums there, too.
Yes, do what we ask.
Yeah, that this guy named Dialpex, he's always spamming the forums.
Oh, man, yeah, man. He's got like 1,500 posts, man. About nothing.
He's like, man, I can't respond. There's no fair.
I had to get him back for mocking me that time. Anyway.
Yeah, call our listener voicemail to you guys at 206-888-HALO.
Yeah.
That's 206-888-4256.
Nice.
For all you people that don't know what those little letters on the dial mean.
And,
it's not Halo.
Yeah, leave whatever you want, though, too, on that. If you want to, you know, whatever it is. As long as it's Halo-related and it's not more than 3 minutes.
Yep. All right. Shout out to Potacular's Bungie team.
Woo!
Whoops. Potacular's Bungie Challenge team.
Yeah.
That. And also to the ones that we wish had the room to include. Yeah. Thank you, Frankie and Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate it, guys.
SKP in the forums. Thanks for giving us a chance to be embarrassed. It was going to be fun. Tomorrow night's going to be a blast.
Oh, yeah. This is going to be a highlight in the Potacular's.
Yeah, maybe now we can be with Game with Fame.
Oh, yeah.
Shucks. Fumo, you got to get Major Nelson on this again.
Hey, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah.
Major, if you're listening, yeah, man, we'll get it hooked up.
And
somehow.
We know you
we'll
are.
See if we can try.
Call us up. We'll hook you up.
I'll
hook you up with the co-hosts.
All right.
Okay, so shout out to NightFox10, Unreal Chief, and Spartan1118, overlords of the new Podtacular Halo PC clan. You guys can sign up and join in the forums if you want to check that out, which is pretty cool. Yeah. You know, we've been trying to do this for a while, and these guys stepped up to the plate and set it up, so it's awesome.
Yeah, we're expanding. We're expanding.
You do.
Just like leotards. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Not that I wear them.
And by leotards, he means that Podtacular is like a leotard around his waist.
Nah.
And that it conforms to his body.
It becomes a part of me, snug and comfortable. Anyway, this is getting disturbing. Thanks to Cyclonic for editing the audio.
Appreciate
it. Yeah, man, good job every week, dude.
Yeah, dude. Okay, so until next time, I'm Fumo Jive.
I'm JVB.
And I'm Brick Gamer. Do it.
Keep on fragging drugs, guys.
Now. Keep buying apples.
Do you want a banana demon?
Yeah, they gotta add like a new little audio in there. Like, do you want a M&M or something?
Nice.
Do you want a pack of M&Ms, demon?
Or do you want a massage, demon?
Would you like a Snickers bar?
Happy ending! Happy ending! Happy ending! You get egg rolls!
Yeah, that was funny, dude.
Oh, robot chicken. Good stuff.
Later, guys.
Alright, keep on fragging turtles.
Later. Later.
Live from X360Leaks.com, it's the XBL Radio Show.
Hi, guys.
Nice to be here.
Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
Hey, this is Pitcher.
Thank you for having me.
Today we have Mr. Carpal Tunnel.
This is the other guy coming to you live and strong.
Tech news.
You have a Sony PlayStation.
The brick is extremely large.
I mean, it's smaller than a laptop.
And I've got a breakdown on everything you need to know before you jump into the 360 arena.
They have been using computers for therapy with Alzheimer's patients.
Game news.
Arcade games are selling for $5 to $15.
I don't think I'll play this game.
Game reviews.
And I'm going to tell you a little bit about Doom.
That tells you Fight Night Round 3.
That's right. It's King Kong. I know Manga Man's been really into this game, so it's
pretty
high.
The majority of people out there like that.
Yeah.
Out of 10, that's pretty high.
To me, I wouldn't suggest buying it.
Interviews from the gaming community.
How's it going, K-Rock?
Oh, it's going great.
Major Nelson, a.k.a. Larry Herb.
You guys really have made my success.
Welcome, Gamer Andy.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Hi, this is Luke from the Game Act Top Mind podcast.
I'm the Rebel. Welcome to Extra60Leagues.com.
And Live 0.5.
This is Live on Live, the Gamers Roundtable discussion.
I've been gaming for a long, long while.
We need to move on.
Anyways, we got a great show for you. We got four wonderful Xbox Live gaming gifts here.
Live on Xbox Live. This is XBL Radio. Your game, your voice, your radio.